beyond the ridiculous phases. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Vacation Countdown Guy.
Mr. Vacation Countdown Guy.
We all enjoy going on vacation, but you enjoy reminding everyone at the office every 10 minutes that your vacation is just weeks, then days, then hours, then minutes away.
Yes, we're counting down to.
Why do you, Mr. Vacation Countdown Guy, think the entire accounting department gives a flying rip about the precise time remaining before you leave for Cancun?
All-inclusive obnoxiousness.
We just pray you get sick.
Montezuma's revenge, yeah.
So the next time you're at a meeting and a guy says, I won't miss these meetings when I'm on vacation, give him a knowing nod, acknowledging that you can't wait for him to be gone either, because he's Mr. Vacation Countdown Guy, a real American hero.
Mr. Vacation Countdown Guy.
What does that loser do around here anyway?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's August 9th. Wake up, Kara.
I'm here. You know, my not woken
wake
up...
Wake up, little Kara, wake up.
You're so cute. I love when you sing to me. My not woken up is still, like, way more woken up than most people.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to go with
that. Is
that
what you think?
Yeah, I always got to figure out a way to make it still better.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys hear that out there? Shit, you want to have a wake-up competition? I will still beat your ass. Seriously, is it true?
Is that your black accent? Is that what it is?
Are you being racist?
No, it just sounds like it.
I'm just saying, no, seriously, you know,
yeah.
Even though I'm still kind of pulling it together.
Yeah.
Still.
Did you have a wild weekend or?
I was so wild, Margaritaville. Mm-hmm. No, it was good. We just hung out. I went to a couple shows and got some good runs in, running in.
Not the runs.
Yeah, no. Although I have a playlist. This is so like 13-year-old boy, but I have a playlist. So it's got the runs and it's for my running. Anyway, nasty. But no, I did. I did a bunch of running this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And, what else did I do? That's about it. You know, running, went to a couple comedy shows, saw some really good acts, some sets, got some more people that are going to come on the show.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay,
what
cool.
What about you? Did you do anything crazy?
No, not really. You know me. I don't do much on the weekend.
You and your porch and a hammock?
Yeah. But we went to eat a couple times, and it was fun.
Where'd you go?
You know. It doesn't matter. We just went to some restaurants.
You don't
want to
plug
really
McDonald's?
No, not McDonald's. Not today. They don't need my plug.
Oh, they need a plug. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a romantic dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wonderful. So we have two great guests in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have Susan
morning.
Schofield and Vinnie Wolf, of course. And these two are doing a show on Sunday morning called Bipolar Nation Radio. And you've been with us for a long time.
I think about 2 years or on 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, but we've evolved.
Yes, you have. So have we all.
Yes. We started out as, Double X Factor, and then we went to Bipolar Nation and kind of, you know, come to Bipolar Nation, Susan Schofield's Bipolar Nation with Vinnie Wolf,
right.
Comedian co-host.
So now, Vinnie, when did you join the show?
It was about a year ago?
Yeah, a year ago. Yeah.
A year ago. Wow, so it's been already a year.
Well, they had fledgling ratings and they needed a Brooklyn
boy. They needed Vinny.
And it all changed for them. No more neocons and ultra-liberals. Now we have actual debates of things that are important.
Well, that's the main thing. Our show is debates and spirited debates.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly,
Yeah.
But spirited.
So what do you guys talk about? Politics? Politics, right?
We talk about politics. We talk about entertainment issues, pop culture. Mm-hmm. You know, it's bipolar nation, so we have politically insane news. We have bizarre entertainment stories. And then we have topics within that.
Right.
You know, we have... We debated last Sunday. Uh-huh. Yesterday. We debated Prop 8. Which I think is fine. Yeah. I think that's a... It's great that, you know, they overturned that ruling.
Right.
And
still an appeal.
And he, Vinny, doesn't think that that's so hot.
No, what I thought was, and what the main premise was, is I don't care if two men get married, two women get married. These are two people that I'm not going to be having sex with. Let's say four people. I'm going to have sex with.
So it's not like they're off the market for you.
It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, what are gay and lesbians, 10-15% of the population? Some people think it's 50. I think you should stop watching television.
In LA, it is 50.
No, exactly. I think it's actually less than 10%.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? Everybody, like, there's people born left-handed. Okay?
That doesn't mean anything.
No,
that's irrelevant.
You're saying it's a civil rights issue.
It is a civil rights issue.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't care about... I believe that if you want to have rights, if you have to have the rights, you should have rights. But you're talking about... You focus on it. She brought it up 12 times.
That's
over the last
show.
Year, and that is more than the mental illness show she has.
No, tell me.
Are you circling Bravo for a show? I mean, what's going on with you?
Bravo, that'd be great. Okay, but no.
That'd be great too. But I wouldn't be on it because I'm not gay.
Okay, so wait a second.
Who's getting this room?
But what's your argument? Is your argument it just annoys you, or do you have an argument?
My argument is that there are so many more important things to talk about. I totally believe in civil rights. I don't believe the word marriage because since the Sumerian days, even before then, it is between a man and a woman. So I would call it a civil union because it is an alternative lifestyle.
Okay,
and she doesn't believe it's an alternative lifestyle.
People are born gay just like they're born left-handed.
Is the majority of people born gay?
Who is it? Why is it your right to decide other people's marriages?
Let me tell you something. I actually, when Prop 8 was brought to me, I didn't vote because I didn't want to impose my will on someone.
Well, good.
But remember, you're imposing your will on me talking about this. There's not one gay person in this room.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
And guess
matter.
What? 90% of the room's not gay.
But you know what?
Everywhere.
But you know, I have to agree. I think that some people are for it just because they're afraid to speak up their mind.
That's right.
You know?
I think it's a civil rights issue. He's being honest. I think he is being honest, but if we didn't speak up for civil rights, African Americans, you know, there was 10% of the population.
Right.
You know, if we didn't all join Martin Luther King,
right. Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Mm-hmm. It would still be the same.
Why is it your cause?
I just say yes, I believe in gay marriage, and move on.
I think that, like, we're about to wade in. Are you guys ready? About to wade in. It's one of these things where you're like, damn, do I have the energy right now? Okay, let's do it. That's why I'm on the show. Because it's such an emotionally charged conversation. We all have gay friends or somebody's gay and
if you're gay, how would you feel? See, I put myself inside the other person. If I'm gay, then I want, you know,
I don't,
I want
because
to
I'm
get
straight,
married.
So I won't put myself
here's,
inside the other
here,
person.
Here's what I want.
Yeah, that's right, Vinny. You don't put yourself inside like the other person.
Was that out loud?
No, that's funny. Here's what I want to say is in light of the conversation, what I see is missing specifically in the areas that are heavily gay populated is that the same tolerance that they expect, they don't want to extend.
Exactly.
I think there's some hypocrisy there. And let me hear me out when I say this.
I will.
I'm not for going and telling somebody who they can love and who they can be with. It's not my place. I don't think it's the government's place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to ask people to redefine what the definition of marriage is, hear me out, the definition of marriage inside their framework is really asking them to change their whole belief system to fit your lifestyle as opposed to coming up with something that's equivalent but is different in the eyes of people and allows people to still maintain their beliefs as well. Because at the end of the day, you could say it's biological, you could say it's environmental, you could say it's both. There's evidence for all of that. You can really argue it either way. And at the same time, you got to allow the fact that there are people that aren't going to agree with them. There's people that they don't believe it. And they have the right to not believe it. It doesn't make them a bigot. It doesn't make them
a homophobe. No, it doesn't. I'm just saying that everybody has the right to work on their own marriage and protect their own marriage and not worry about other people's marriages.
But
that's how I'm saying, because it's not our place.
Right, and I totally agree with telling somebody, you know, it's not my job to say Bob and Bob or Sue and Sue can't be together. I really, like him, I'm not that emotionally invested, and they're humans and they get to make their choice. If we can get past that emotional element for one moment And hold on, get past that for one moment and look at it and go, okay, what is marriage? What's the point of marriage? And looking at why do people call marriage between a man and a woman? How is it the same and different? And then coming up with understanding and respecting the differences there, because it's not the same thing. You cannot say it's the same exact thing.
Well, okay, but here's the thing.
I don't have a problem.
No, I'm in love. Okay, no, but I know that.
Everybody falls in love with her.
No, they don't.
We've
no, they
made
don't.
A match.
No.
Maybe for an hour.
No, listen. And here's what I'm saying. I understand the element of going, you know what? This isn't my place to govern either. Like, I'm not trying to.
Right. That's what I'm saying, too. Yeah. It's like, you
actually,
know what?
You're not saying that.
Yes, I am.
Because
I'm
the fact that marriage is gay and lesbians are an alternative lifestyle.
She's trying to be an alternative lifestyle.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's not in the norm.
How is it not an alternative lifestyle?
Okay. Explain
that,
please. Left-handed. Okay, who's left-handed? Is there anybody left-handed?
You're claiming that it's all. I mean, you're claiming that it's all biological.
Absolutely,
it's not all biological though.
Most people who are gay are biologically. Okay. Did you choose to
Kara,
be straight?
But Kara, we don't know that.
No, but she doesn't know it either. My point is that there's evidence.
Did you choose to be straight?
It doesn't matter.
Making that
That's
choice.
Not what we're talking about. We're talking about the percentage.
Can you let me?
You're asking me if it's biological. For me, it is biological, but I'm not claiming that it's. No, but I'm not claiming that. Listen, here's
Carrie, you're right.
Here's what I'm saying. All it doesn't matter. But here's the thing. Whether or not it's biological, which I do believe for some people it is, and then at the same time I think for some people it's environmental.
I
think it's very much a complicated issue that we don't have all the answers, and there's evidence, and you can't really make a blanket statement about it and saying this is the facts or this isn't the facts. The reality is people can choose to be or say they're born whatever way they were, and we have to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, regardless of the point of origin. I respect the fact that this is, you know, different from me, and I'm respecting, and there's tolerance. So, you know what? You want the same rights. You want the same, you want to have, what is it, the benefits? You want to have, you know, this. Fine.
I totally agree.
I'm not here to.
And that's mainly where I am,
but
too.
You need to look at some of the history, like in the state of Massachusetts and some of the things that went down there. I mean, what happened to faith organizations that were faith-based, their nonprofit status was at risk of being revoked if they didn't endorse things that violated their faith.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways. I'm just saying tolerance is a two-way street, and it has affected a lot of organizations that are faith-based. If they don't want to endorse the marriages, if they don't endorse...
Well, but you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, you know, these people, if you're born gay... You're living a different life automatically inside.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get married to, you know, another woman or another man, I think you should have all the rights. I don't mind civil unions at all. I think that's fine. But see, the problem is there's not the same rights within that. Like, if you have children, they can't sign away. If there's, like, somebody, a child who has a heart condition, their spouse can't be there, too, even though the children are growing
up. Well, I don't agree with that stuff. Yeah, I think at the same time.
And most people don't. It's just what we're getting at, and Kara, you have spoken it quite articulately, and also to the point where you understand it as well. I'm just fed up talking about it. You know, I want to get my own TV show. I have a T-shirt line.
But Susan has a heart. She
does. No, and I have a heart, too, because I wouldn't be talking about lithium and fluoride in the water or vaccines that are laced with mercury and high fructose corn syrup. I mean, that's a bigger thing, because whether you're gay or straight, it's all affecting us. You're wondering why people have autism and cancer. To me personally, they have a strong enough voice. And I didn't vote on Prop 8, and I believe exactly what you're saying. I'm just amazed that you were constantly talking about gay rights. Get over it already.
Well, it just came up. It's like, applicable.
Well, she's passionate about it.
I am. I'm passionate about it.
People want to hear this.
But
I want to
say here that I don't think if you oppose Prop 8, you're anti-gay. I don't think it has anything to do with it.
I think it's a whole marriage thing that people... I agree that the definition of marriage, because people apparently get confused, and I don't know why, when they should be focusing on their own marriages, because there's so many divorces from straight people.
There you go.
50%?
Right.
Hello?
Yeah. This is always the only thing gay marriage is going to help with the lawyers, because they're going to see a marriage sometimes as a farce as well, unless you really look at those vows and really look at the person you're going to be waking up with.
Okay. The lawyers, right, so yes, are going to make out well.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so we said everything we want to say about Prop 8.
I have.
Let's move on.
Thank God.
Okay, so Vinny, are you originally from L.A.?
I am originally born in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
I lived there the first 16 years of my life. Then I lived in Pennsylvania the first 13 years. Next 13 years, I've been here for quite some time now, and... I'm mixed here because, again, it's a great town.
Mm-hmm.
I love this town, but again, every place is great when you know.
Yeah. So now, what made you decide to move here?
I wanted a total life change, but nothing to do with Prop 8. This was about I was 30 and I just wanted to come. I mean, I acted, do comedy, and I just felt like this is what I wanted to do. And in this one small town in Pennsylvania that I lived in, you just couldn't do it. It was mostly opera houses and dinner theaters, and I just wanted to make the move. And I learned a lot about people over these last 13 years living here.
So you've lived here for 13 years.
Yeah, off and on. 13 years. So.
And Vinny's a comic just like
you.
You're a comic.
Yeah.
I think we made a match,
Kara.
Here.
Yeah.
I really
do. No, you're very articulate.
Thank you. Well, you're very bald, and I got to tell you something. And I meant that.
She loves bald men.
Go ahead.
No, let me see.
I shaved my head. So.
No. But was it already kind of going bald and you shaved it or what?
A little bit on top.
Yeah, but you went ahead and took it to like. You're like, we're done.
I don't know, but
all or nothing. Go big or go home.
I always say whether people like it or not, my self-worth is not tied in with other people's acceptance, so you can just tell me how you like guys with hair.
Oh, no, that's not what I was saying, actually.
I have something funny to say.
Yeah.
Well, I want
to
hear what she has to say. But go ahead.
I'm just saying bald men, literally, black men and bald men love me.
Well,
yeah, I'm not making you have to
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you, if I walk into a Starbucks, and this has happened to me, bald dudes, I mean multiple bald dudes, are waiting to just get their licks in. They're like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Or a black dude, which I take it all as flattery, believe me.
Sure.
But my
sure.
point is,
And if a girl came up to you and said, hey, you're really really hot.
Well, Sinead O'Connor comes up to her all the time.
Yeah, I would be like, actually, I mean, more from a girl because girls are very
sure.
Critical.
I know. Right.
Girls are. I have roommates and critical little bitches, man. I'm like, guys are like boobs, butt. We're good. You got your teeth in all your places. Two eyes. We can work with this. And girls are like, yeah, our cankles are pissing me off. They're just like, your skin's blotchy. I'm like, women, I had a long conversation with my roommate last night about attraction with men, and she's just like, hasn't dated a lot, and she's supermodel gorgeous, and mm-hmm. and she's got this dumbass idea that she's just not in a certain echelon of looks, and I'm like, you need to work on that self-esteem.
First
you've
of all, men
dated
don't care.
You haven't dated enough.
Let me help her work on that.
Yeah, well, she hasn't dated enough. When you're around girls all the damn time, or you haven't dated enough, you start to feel like a man. You don't feel like you make the cut, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Men don't care. They just want you together.
No, actually, you want something.
They want you.
I mean, she was talking about
right.
Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, they want all varieties.
We're
not like that. Women in general, we want the one.
The one, exactly.
Well, this town will do that to you. They'll make you compete with something that is unreal as well. That's another thing too, and that's a tough part too because men are very visual. We know what we like when we see it.
Instantly.
And we say it because we're objectifying. The closer we get to you, what's going on between the ears is helpful too, because then we hear about your drama and all this kind of stuff and what your agendas are, and vice versa, because you see a guy. But we're very dog-like. It's like when men play checkers and women play chess, and I think you ladies complicate a lot of stuff. She's a beautiful woman, but she's also ostracized. It's almost like an alien, because like you'll look and all these people will look, they won't say anything.
Exactly.
To her.
I'm like, you're a little intimidating, and she's very tall, and I'm like, but you've met her. She's strikingly gorgeous.
She is tall. I mean, not everybody would approach.
No, but
her,
let me tell you, we go anywhere. I mean, it is like we can't go anywhere without like it being everybody focused on her.
Well, yeah, she stands out.
Well, not just that she stands out. She's super gorgeous, and I think that.
Why isn't she here?
She's been next time.
You know it was coming, Sam.
We didn't know you were on the prowl.
My point is,
Vinny's been on the prowl.
My last name's Wolf.
I thought said his name was Vinny the Wolf. Anyway,
I get that too from
Yeah, but no, I agree. I think that women are extra critical, and I always say, I say maybe I suffer from high self esteem or something. But the reality is like I kind of look at attraction through the eyes of a man when I look at myself. Mm-hmm. I do not even do it with like a woman looking at me,
because I do that
bitches.
Too because I've learned from my husband. So I know what men really think, I'm like, oh, I learned so much.
Of the world.
Right, because we wasted a lot of time in high school. I mean, I'm sure you did too.
Yeah, you just, comparing your,
And then you find out they've got a list and you're like, what?
There you go.
A list?
Yeah.
It's not a bucket list either.
It's just too much.
Yeah. Well, evolution has made us just want to spread our seed as much as possible, and that's what we do, I mean, yes, then culture comes in and tells us you can't do that if you're with one woman and so forth, but the thing is, our nature remains the same, and,
Well, that's what I've been talking about even with the gay population is, that was probably designed originally to,
bringing up the gays. Don't worry about the gays. Why? We got to keep talking about gays. There's four straight people talking about hot women. What is the fascination? Come on already. We're only on the show for an hour.
I've always been fascinated. But that's probably...
Susan, are you attracted to women at all?
I find women pretty. But when it comes to
what a gay woman would do to another gay woman, that's where I can't do it.
You want to start? I'm actually a little bored too, because if I can't join in, what the heck do I care? Seriously.
It's just, yeah.
But yeah, I can see. I mean, I know, like, if I was gay, okay, I'd like her, but. Uh-huh. I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, and you probably, like, you
well,
say,
no,
you
I
know.
Made out with a girl when I was 13, and I'm just, like, going to tell you, okay? It's like the same size of the magnet trying to, like, you know, when you try to push it together.
It doesn't work with the fantasy, because the fantasy is of the guy, but then again,
I think women are visually sexy. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think women really capture beauty, and that's why most of the paintings of nudity and everything and sculptures are generally women, because there's something eternal about their bodies and their life givers, and they're so beautiful. But when I think about it, I'm just like, oh,
I know. Okay, like,
I went there when I was 13.
But that's
experimentally, and that made me freaked out.
Yeah, most kids go through that.
No. We did like nether regions type stuff.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'm just saying.
Did you notice that when?
I was 13, with
guys, for example, that you.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not gross to women.
Hold on, we're having two conversations.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. It's not gross to somebody who is biologically.
Well,
no. Yeah, I'm not trying to. Here's the thing.
I know what you're saying.
But here's what I'm trying to say, Susan. It's about tolerance, because, like, you can, they can be different and like what they want, and that's fine. I'm not here to tell them they can't. I'm not here to tell them don't, but I'm just saying normalizing it and trying to force everybody to be down with it.
I don't think it's trying to force.
There's gay people that aren't even down with the gay agenda. Tracy Goldberg, somebody wrote The Death of Right and Wrong, and she's a lesbian, and she doesn't, she's not even with the gay agenda, because she says she doesn't even necessarily agree with the agenda part. I'm saying, be who you are, do what you're going to do. I'm not here to tell you no. But it's about respecting people's different beliefs. And it's about civil rights. It's a two-way street. Right. And I'm not taking away rights, but I'm saying trying to make it on the same level.
How are we back on the gay conversation?
I'm sorry. I'll go back. Okay, I'll go back to Vinny. He wants to work at the Playboy Mansion, by the way.
When you meet people, like I said, our real God is not really even Hugh Hefner is Johnny Appleseed. Because he knows how to use it. But you nail on the head. Whenever you meet someone, as you're meeting us today and what have you, there are people that you meet, they let you go into their home, and then let's say, you know, you find out they're gay, you find out that they love dogs, whatever, and they're just themselves.
Uh-huh.
And it's real much more appealing than someone coming in trying to bash you in the head, like, you know, you ever see the let's say the, I'm going to use Christianity because I'm a Christian.
Well,
like,
no, you I'm from Bible Belt. I've been beat up hardcore with the freaking, you know, Jesus headlock and, like,
but you don't,
Holy
yeah, and that's
Spirit
not
dunk.
That's not really appetizing. That's not going to want you to come
well,
in when someone tells
really,
you you're garbage.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the same thing with this. It's like going, you're not going to change 10,000 years of humanity.
I'm just trying to point out a point. I'm trying to make a point.
She's been very... I'll tell you one thing about Kara, and you were wrong about her, Sam. You were very, very articulate, and you were articulating as bright as possible.
I was wrong about her?
Did you say I wasn't articulate?
But you are articulating well, and I'll tell you one thing.
Trying to turn you against me so he can have
it. Between your ears, and not just because I'm agreeing with you, because I see both sides of the issue.
Vinny is hitting on you right now.
I like it. Keep it up, Vinny.
I see both sides of the issue.
He's got it up.
The thing is, you're articulating it well, and you're still not hearing from an extremist over here.
Well,
and I wish
I think
stop
Susan's,
talk.
I think
time is it? My God already. What do you guys want to talk about?
Susan's got heart.
Making
so do
a
I.
point. I'm making a point.
No, absolutely. And that's why the show is called Bipolar. Now,
exactly.
Now I can see
why.
No,
I like it. I'm already tuning in. I think it's good.
That's the whole point. I mean, you know what? There are different points of view. It's not that I don't respect him. I do.
And same here.
Right.
I'm just tired of hearing it. That's
okay,
all.
But, you know, we've got other conversations, too, like Roman Polanski. Remember?
Oh, God, you killed me with that, too. This guy, you know, listen, it's one thing. You know, he comes home from an acting trip, and next thing you know, he finds Sharon Tate dead on... I mean, he's got a rough life. The thing of it is, you don't molest kids. I mean, and that's it.
Yeah.
And he got away. We went to France, pulled the scheme.
I think that was pretty clear cut, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, thank God. Can we end that, too?
Yes. So, Susan, are you originally from L.A.?
I'm originally from San Mateo, Northern California.
Oh, wow.
San Francisco area.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey.
When did you move out here?
When I went to Long Beach State, which was... a while back. I'm losing track of time.
So you moved here for college?
Yes, I moved here for college, speech communication, which I actually am using a lot that I learned from my speech communication degree at Long Beach State, believe it or not.
Yeah, absolutely you are.
And then you decide to stay in L.A. afterwards?
Yes, well, I got a job at another radio station, and I just kind of got into talk radio a lot. I loved it. I always listened to it in the dorm, and I felt like I was part of a family.
Yeah.
And so I could just I don't know. It just made me feel like part of a family, and I always have gravitated toward talk radio.
Sounds good.
Are you close to your family? Or?
Yeah, I have my family. Cool. They're getting older now. Mm-hmm. But they're
isn't everybody.
Are you married with kids?
I am married with kids, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, how does he into all this?
My husband?
No, into all this, like, craziness up here. I love it. Like, the
passion.
Oh,
absolutely.
He loves it.
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely crazy.
No, he loves it so much in separate rooms.
In fact, my daughter's schizophrenic, and she takes it beyond a whole other level. Okay.
They've got plenty of craziness,
We are the sane ones.
Oh, okay, yes. I didn't know that about your daughter.
Yes,
okay.
She's schizophrenic, and my son, a little on the autistic spectrum. We don't, you know, he's more typical.
Yeah. In fact, your daughter's pretty severe that they featured her on Oprah.
Was that your daughter?
Shows.
I saw that.
Discovery Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was her daughter.
With her, I saw that online. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's with the little alternative world and everything.
Yes.
I mean, it's very elaborate.
She's had it pretty much all of her life. It's just that we always thought it was her big imagination.
And how old is she now?
Now she's 8.
Today,
yesterday.
Wow, right?
Turned
really?
8.
Wow.
In fact, she came in here. She said she actually did very well. She sat here for just a few minutes. And
right.
Did very well.
But it's amazing how bright she is.
She's a 146 IQ. She's
really?
A genius.
Wow.
But she goes, I see the line between genius and crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, when she goes off, it's like you can't, she'll just run out into the streets. Mm-hmm. I mean, people have to, like, literally hold her down. Mm. People who don't even know her.
Right.
It's that kind of situation.
Mm. Really? Mm.
Because she's listening to all kinds of things in her head, and she doesn't know which ones to listen to.
What is reality and what is not?
And she can't tell the difference most of the time. Now, some of the medication dims the other world, so then she can make her way through. But without the medication, she's lost.
Yeah. When she was featured on the Oprah special, was she medicated?
Yes.
Okay, so the medication now, is it
works a little.
Okay, so just
that's the thing. It makes it where she's functional enough to be with us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she'd be locked
in. It's enough to kill a horse, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. Medication.
Yeah, we're talking, and Sam, you may know this from things. She's on 300 milligrams of Clozaril, 750 of lithium a day, and about
there's
50
lithium
to 75.
Cut that down. You can cut that down in half now. There'd be enough lithium in the water for all of us.
Really?
Calm us down in the docile state.
They figured we're all depressed. Huh?
You know, Sam, you mean Sam, though, because we're both Jewish.
I've always said, though.
We both know about fluoride in the water did for the Jews in Nazi Germany. So we're looking forward to it now.
But then again, had Hitler been on Thorazine?
Had Hitler been on Thorazine, he was still paid by two banks to run two wars.
Had they had proper psychiatric care, would they have done what they did?
First of all, the reason why we have a lot of mental illness is because of the stuff we have in our system, too. Not everyone's mentally ill, and I'm tired of hearing about that, because I don't... I might be bipolar, but I'm not taking any medication. I'm muddling through. I'm dealing with you.
We can tell.
First of all, I think I'm very level-headed. I'm just, you know, you give me a subject, boom. Done. Let's move on. I have to hear about the whole journey of who.
Yeah, but it's
Bobby Trendy. What do I care?
You're perfectly sane, Vinny.
I am. I am perfectly sane.
Yeah.
What's your question?
No, I meant it's hard to judge people, you know, because I can't imagine what hell Susan and her husband go through.
Well, we all know why, because for the last year I've been hearing it. So
I guess how it is.
And Oprah knows, and Discovery Channel knows.
That's the price of admission for bipolar radio.
And you guys, you're welcome to come live with us.
Yeah.
You know what? You can join us.
You make it so appetizing. I'm in like Flint.
Well, you know,
I just won't eat bologna or your government cheese. I'm sorry, Sam.
No.
I mean, you know, we've got two apartments, and again, you're invited.
Yeah,
that's
come
go crazy.
Out, yeah.
Two apartments. What do you?
Yeah, because our son was in danger of my daughter, because she would flip out, and we never know when it's coming. So we have to monitor constantly as he grows up. Now, as he gets older, it'll be different, but he was an infant when she was born, and that really set her off. She always had the differences, but when he was born, she went completely over the edge. Completely.
Yeah.
And that's when we had to hospitalize her, and it's been quite a road.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Quite a road.
Well, yeah. So, Vinny, do you still want kids and get married and everything?
You know what? I, unlike most people, actually would take those vows seriously.
Uh-huh.
So when I find the right person,
yeah,
and they're very much a team. Like, you see other people that don't have the teamwork that
Michael and I work as a team, but we fight. But we have our two separate markets.
This is about, am I going to get married, Susan?
Oh, sorry, we've already talked about
Oprah. You've had Oprah three times. You've had Discovery. You're probably going to get Bravo.
Susan's got a good She's got a good team player attitude, though.
She's a team player. She cuts out every conversation
I
have.
She's taking it, though. She's laughing at the whole way she's taking it.
Yeah, well, she's going to, well, then maybe she'll learn something.
Susan now, does love to talk.
As for marriage, I'm kind of torn because, you know, I just, like I said, that's your better half. She's your significant other. Mm-hmm. I want her to be strong where I'm weak, where I can learn stuff from her. She can challenge me. I can challenge her. How we raise our kids. Yeah. All those things. It's a team effort. It's not just about how hot you are.
Vinny,
I can find hot anywhere.
Vinny, what if you have gay kids?
If I have gay kids, and I respect gay kids, I'm not
going to
have them. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to have them be militant like some of the other people that you're backing up. I would just love them for who he is, who he or she is.
Okay.
Unlike, well, there you go. I guess I should be talking about that for 10 years. He's asking me about marriage, and he got me having gay kids already. What are we going to talk about? Nambla next? I guess that's love, too?
That's disgusting.
So exactly. Exactly.
You're not going to defend that, right?
You've never been married before?
No, I've never been married. I've been too busy dating a lot of women. I've come close in reference to, like, I thought I was in love, but obviously I felt a lopsided relationship. So mutual is a big thing for me. Right. If someone doesn't want to be there, it's a lot easier when I was in my 20s. But now it's like going, you know what? I want you to be happy because you're not going to be happy with me and vice versa. I don't want to wake up with someone I don't want to be with. So
right. That
person comes along. Everyone has a different time to do it. For
do you
me,
find
a little
it
later.
Difficult to find good women?
It's tough because
not good
what you attract.
Because that's easy to find.
No, the only thing is, it's a mixture of me. Like, we all have a TV frequency. And for me, if I've made bad choices with women, I have to watch who I'm attracted to. And I have to start thinking a little bit less with what's going on down below and a little bit more about what's going on as I'm listening. And I think as you get older, you start to see red flags and what works for you and what doesn't, where they're happiest and what's not. And it makes it easier, where before it was all about, my God, you just bent over. Mm-hmm. My God, I just tipped her $5, and it's all that kind of stuff. Can I get out of this alleyway after you only paid $10 for this? It's like you start to realize red
flags.
You start to realize red flags, and I'm not going to just pick anyone because I want to settle or be lonely. This is not what marriage and not what being with someone dedicating life.
You
got to
find someone you want to be with for the rest of your life.
And vice versa. Yeah. I don't want to be somewhere where they don't want to be with me.
Yeah.
Now,
move on.
You know what? Now you're thinking like a real woman.
I have always thought like a human being.
Is that supposed to be a compliment? Do you think you're like a real woman?
You know what?
Believe
it
me.
Is.
They're going to see this. Three people with Voices of Reason and Susan.
Well, Kara, what do you think? I mean, don't you want to find the one? Or do you want to find many?
No. You just got to tune into the previous shows. It's all air at all on that. There's really nothing. I've thought about that the other day. I was like, I'm trying to not cuss. I did like a half. So I went on a run. I was running and I was like, man, why did I have to go there? Like, I've gone there on so many different shows that I'm like, man, because, it's all recorded. Do you know what I'm saying? There's like replay, rewind, download, re-bring it up, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway,
asking you, so.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, basically, I do. I believe I've heard a guy say this way, and it was a dude. He said, I want to do it once. He goes, I don't care if I'm doing it when I'm 50 or 60. He goes, I want to do it once.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? That's really good. Now, as a woman, you have a different time cooker pressure, and it's cultural, it's family, it's, just your co-host.
You have a certain biological clock.
Yeah, and I don't believe in making decisions based out of fear or biologically speaking, even though I feel the temptation to do that.
Mm-hmm. I felt the temptation.
Yeah, you feel the pressure, I'm in my 20s still, but I still feel like, and I'm from Texas, so I'm going home for like my high school reunion, and I'm like,
are you an Aggie or a Longhorn?
I'm not into any of that bullshit.
Well, I'm just asking.
Neither.
You'll be the only one that's not married or with kids,
but pretty much I'm like 10 kids behind, basically, and a couple of divorces in the hole, seriously. But it doesn't make me better or worse, it's just different, and people don't handle different weird. But sometimes when you kind of like, a friend of mine told me this, but something about the bell, and like some people fall in the middle of the bell,
right,
and then other people fall on the outside. Mm-hmm. Basically, there's people that just have
the bell-shaped curve.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and just basically how, some people's lives are just not going to fall into what's normative. And
I don't think anyone in L.A.
You're not really. Yeah, and so
most people in L.A.
I don't want to be like my ammo is, I'm a strong woman. But, the reality is I am.
Does Mother Love here?
Yeah, no, I love Mother Love. Freaking love Mother Love. But my thing is, when you are – you know, I perform and I'm very whatever.
Well, you're in your 20s. You've got some time. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you still think about it.
Hey, listen, one day you still think about it, right?
I do. I was just saying to him, anyway, it's a long story, basically.
Okay. One day you'll compete with the Octomom and you'll have your 10 to 20 kids.
No, I'm not just driven to want to have kids. Yeah. It's just, you know, kind of doing certain things in your prime.
But you don't want, want to just pick someone because, again, you have not been lit up and
vice
versa.
It's easier for Vinny, who's a guy.
No, it's not.
Oh, God, yes, it is.
Listen, we have to get prenups and making sure you don't rip apart everything that we've made.
Oh.
I bet Sam's is ironclad. God bless you, Sam. He's got something going on here at LATalkRadio.com.
Sam's is ironclad. Sam, it wouldn't strike me, actually. It wouldn't strike me as, like, crazy if you did that.
There's no way.
Believe me,
they invented the screaming wall for all the guys who got freaking ripped off. Like, that's why they're all screaming against that wall in Israel, because it's like, oh, I just got divorced. Me too. Oh, this is crazy.
Sexually speaking, though, like, I'm trying to wait, you know, to not do it. So I don't deny yourself.
Yeah,
I know. So you gotta understand, it's sexually speaking, like, I'm trying to not screw around, and operatives trying. So,
yeah,
you know.
Vinny, you gotta look elsewhere.
That's usually when I meet people. When they go, oh, you know, I just gotta have bad relationships, and now I'm gonna, like, you know, totally. I'm like, go enjoy yourself. And then, you know, the other black brother comes in, just coming up from Maury Povich with 12 kids, like, oh, that's the guy I've always wanted to be with. That's how messed up.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that with people, whether it's male or female, you'll always get someone at the wrong time. And it could be the right time, but they're like, they won't open up at that point.
Mm.
And it always makes you laugh when you're like, you'll see a girl or a guy who's been, you know, the bad divorce, bad boyfriend, and then you meet that person, and it's like all of a sudden they're not ready. It's like, going, you know what, do me a favor.
Yeah.
But
I'm not ready
to
hear your sob story.
Here's the reason, because women are different from men.
No, here's a newsflash. She's in her 20s. She should have fun and have sex with everyone she wants.
I don't believe that, though.
But you don't have to believe. I'm just telling you what you can do.
I know my options are. I could go rack up some STDs if I'd like.
Absolutely.
And, you know go catch a good case of crabs and say I lived, but you know
exactly.
what?
Exactly.
But I'm going to pass on that.
That's very optimistic of you.
And the reason is
very realistic, Sam.
No crabs.
The reason is because she can. Women don't. We get maybe about 3 or 4 times a month. We get that feeling that you guys get every day, right?
Yes. Every day, all day.
Yes, Sam. I'll stay, right?
My husband has said he doesn't know empires have fallen because of men and they're, you know, they every day they're they can't help it. Where we get it that time of the month is but other than that we can say no.
Sam, the funny part is we had this discussion in the
You're
car.
The gatekeepers.
Sam,
we are,
you can say no all you want, the other people are saying yes. That's why we have more women than men. But it's funny cause, but they say they only want to have sex like 4 times a month, but they want us to listen to their problems like 30 days a year. And guess what? That ain't even, and that ain't working. That's why we like porn stars and women that actually like to have sex who think like men, not women who keep complaining every 2 seconds about 3 guys.
You're delusional if you think that they like you and that they like the way they're having sex. Well, that's
out. Listen, first of all, how do you know if they don't want to have sex with you? Because they don't get married?
Dude, women, we know. No. Listen, you're saying, oh, that's...
She said dude. She's mad.
No, listen.
Who cares?
No, I'm just saying, listen. No. You guys say, women love sex and the porn stars rock. The reality is that is a fantasy that doesn't exist.
They're getting
paid. I'll tell you one thing.
One second,
you're done talking.
Well,
you can tell me about comedians, because you spend a lot of time with comedian men. I spent a lot of time with adult film stars, and I do know a lot of them are messed up. I do know not everyone enjoys sex.
Check.
And I'm messed up too because I bought into their game as well.
Check. Okay.
So the fact of the matter is, You feel more connected when you hear the emotional bond you're sharing with the man. We feel it through the physical as well.
I understand that.
Somewhere along the line, 30 to 4 is lopsided, and I wouldn't be a part of a lopsided relationship. I'm not saying I would never want someone to have sex just because I want to have sex, but the thing of it is, like, there is a bond that is developed, and you have to have even scales in that development.
Yeah, and I'm not disagreeing. That's very true. And you know, neurologically speaking, if you want to look at oxytocin, the most oxytocin a man will ever experience is through an orgasm, which is partly why men are very physically driven.
Okay.
Women can experience it in other ways, through childbearing, through looking longingly in someone's eyes.
Absolutely.
There's different ways to experience. So I'm not negating that. I was just saying, you know, dealing with like the porn industry and stuff, you're being fed an idea that can be poisonous to what a real woman is
like. I totally agree.
If you're going to that as an alternative, you could be really screwing
up
for yourself.
And remember, that was one of the only advice I have, because I'm not a big drinker, alcohol, crystal meth, pot.
Actually, I'm not.
Believe me when I tell you, I have since 13 that was my vice, and as I've gotten older, I've tailed off and realized that that, you know, I was going to write a book called Everything I Learned Through Soap Operas and Porn about women. But I realized a lot of that stuff now, and that's why the red flags, as I've gotten older, mm-hmm. I've learned to grow more as a human being and also see things that aren't going to work for me, whether they are men, you know, whether they are women.
And hear me out. It's not a judgment call on my part. Like, yeah. I'm not sitting here going, how could you? I am saying is that there's a culture to it that tries to make it this cool, chic, and liberating thing.
Sure.
And, you know, Sam and I highly disagree on this, but I think it's poison. And I think that, you know, when I start hearing people go off and try to, like, you make it this cool rock star thing, I'm like, I'm sorry, you know, let's...
Women want to be sexy. And then they can go home.
Well,
we want to be sexy. We want you to, you know, flaunt all over, and then we can.
What I'm saying, well, good for you. That's what I'm saying
but
from
it
a man's
song,
point. Yeah.
I know.
That's from a man's point of view. I'm just saying.
You just
that
want to see a woman want you and desire you.
No,
They want the stuff.
Kara, mutual is a big thing. That's why I'm not mad. It has to be mutual. You cannot just have. I'm going to sit there and listen to you all day long while you tell me you don't want to have sex with me, and vice versa. Of course I want to share everything, not just the body, but what's going on between your ears. You know, we talk. We're all talkers. So we're all communicators. I can't sit there with someone that can't communicate or someone that won't delve in, someone that won't think behind the box.
Why are you dating like some frigid librarians? What's
going
on?
But who's saying I am?
I know. I'm asking you.
No, I'm not.
What's going on?
I'm not dating.
Because I know women are sexual. Women want to get it on.
Sure.
So what's the deal?
But with somebody,
the deal is that I also live with...
reciprocal.
Susan, she's asking me. She's not hearing you. Think about Prop 8 in your head. Just rattle off in that brain of yours, okay? I'm tired of this garbage.
Be nice to her.
I've been nice to her. This is actually very kind.
It's true.
No, for me, it's a growth part. Being now in my 40s, I just look at it like... Of course I want a woman that I'm physically attracted to, and also that has to be backed. That's uh-huh. one thing. But then also the emotional intuitive link. And sometimes in a town where, let's say, I'm just not seeing it as much, and I'm being more selective than I used to be.
Right. Well, this town, I told somebody, I'm like, this is just not where you want to pick them. I mean, this just, it's like, woo,
so you think you're being too selective, maybe?
No, it's just that people come here for the 7 deadly sins and the weather.
Mm. That's true.
And when you realize that, you start to say, look, let's look at things. I'm not a smoker. I'm not a drinker. I'm not doing crystal meth or pot. I don't have right now the ability to get you to your next position on ABC or NBC. So you're starting to see things dwindle, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you start to say, well, I got to be attracted to the person. I have to make sure this person has certain values that's not just material. So again, I mean, I might be in the wrong town, but there's also 19 million people in this town. And there always is one, but you also have to get past the filter. See, like, if I'm looking at a girl through this way, I might not see the whole.
Mm-hmm.
However, so I'm just working through it, and I'll manifest the right person
at
the right time.
And you know what? That's why it's good that you wait to have sex, Vinny.
Can we stop this? There's nothing wrong with Miss Right Now. There's nothing wrong with Miss Right Now.
Yeah.
I like Miss Right and Miss Right Now.
Have you been in long-term relationships?
I have. It's just that they've been... When I've been in relationships, they have been more... We have that emotional connection.
Right.
Strong emotional connection.
Define
exactly what it is. She's getting all her emotional needs met, and you know what she does? She gets all dressed up, she goes out and bangs someone else. And that's exactly why but I'm telling you, had to learn about not being a second fiddle
in this world. Well, that's, you know, like he was asking me, why don't you go to church? And I'm like, I can't handle the church boys. I'm just not feeling them. And I said, you know, very passive, nice guys. But what they'll do is, and not all of them, this is a generalization, is that they'll kind of do this thing where they, they do this thing.
It's my phone.
Anyway, they do this thing where they were like, "Hey, want to go out in a group and hang out and have a malt or whatever it is?"
A malt.
You know. And then you keep finding yourself doing these things with this guy, and there's emotional bonding, and men get emotionally served, and it's all under the guise of friend. But what they're doing is they're covertly trying to figure
men
out.
Men are
they
always
want you.
Trying to do.
They're
that.
Covertly.
They always. They're picturing you naked from the start,
so
and
what?
I never knew that.
Yeah. It's been going on for billions of years.
Did you know that?
What, from the start?
Yes.
I don't want to even think about that. I mean, nasty. I don't even want to think about
it. I'll tell you one thing.
They already have, Kara.
Oh, it's horrible.
I'm not telling you. But the thing is,
because you're being desired.
Listen, they're hardwired differently.
Right.
I respect that.
We don't do that. See,
we're
women,
not hardwired that way.
We don't go to the mall
and I'm not
going to
change it.
Right.
I just,
no,
it does irritate me, but yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like we can go to the mall And we're not looking. We're looking at the clothes. No, they're looking at all the women naked.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we get frustrated when we don't get noticed by these women because they're too busy with their shopping.
Sam, how many times have you heard? How many times have you heard the women say, "I like your shoes"? It's like going, "My shoes." Listen, Ted Bundy had great shoes. Does that matter? I mean, you're looking at someone coming out of a Beamer as opposed to someone coming out of a Gremlin. You already think that, oh well, that's all I need to know. So you look at people superficially and material the same way. Generalization.
Yeah.
But let's get realistic here. There's nothing wrong with a man's primal urge to look at a woman and desire a woman. You're right. You're actually getting that. You're just not getting the emotional stuff. You're getting that first.
No, I get it all. Right. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we're hardwired differently. Mm-hmm. I think that women are flawed. Men are flawed.
Sure.
Ultimately, we need God. And you know what? You can argue all day long. This is my nature. And I'm not disagreeing. It's not. But I'm saying, ultimately, if you want to live something, you want to have a whole experience and a whole life, it's like keep running on the same, you know, short circuit that we have.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're going to be in the... It come up short, and that person's gonna. And women, the same thing.
Right.
Women are flawed too. It's like we have our own nature that is, you know, there's parts of it that are we can't control. But if we don't submit it and work on it, it's gonna destroy us as well. So.
We are here as souls. It's like, is this boot camp for the soul?
Okay.
And I think when you live in a world where you start to realize, this is where I'm more of a conspiracy theorist, I guess, than an independent or constitutionalist than anything else, is that you see a media that tells you. You got to be thinner, or you got to be this and that. And then you have guys who are like, well, you got to come out of that. You got to have this suit. You got to have this wall. You have
I
that.
A lot of people
buy into that. And what happens is a lot of people, after a while, if you tell people it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, like the economy's bad, well, you know, Sam's prospering.
You don't know.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Well, listen, you keep getting us on you go on the radio, you'll prosper, and you'll prosper. You're all doing well. But the thing is, if you keep being fed that things are bad, or that you're bad looking, or you're not worthy because you don't have this, you keep up with the Joneses, you're going to believe it. And that's not why we're here. We're here to evolve.
Well, I do agree with that, but I also want to say that you know, there's that element, that cultural kind of, you know, that force. But then there's also, I think, some instinctual basic morality that runs through the heart. You know, down the heart, evil and good runs down the middle of every human, I think. And I think that, you know, generally speaking, and I'm not saying everyone, but generally there's a basic, for a while, there's kind of a basic, I think, compass of knowing certain rights and wrongs, like murdering, things like that.
I think a lot of those people, in a sense, most of those people are mentally ill,
the ones who do murder.
I mean, she may be right. I'm saying there's margins of people that's been
termed as evil. And I think
the act is evil. Yeah,
exactly.
It doesn't necessarily mean
Sam,
but it's sort of like, I mean, you've got your Charles Manson who's in prison, you know, for life.
How'd that happen?
Because he's
crazy.
Because
he had bad parents. Listen, was he crazy enough to draw women to him and Tex Watson to go out there and do the murders? Was he that stupid?
What about Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy was a very bright, articulate guy. The problem is he had a fetish for death. And listen,
but okay, is that normal?
No, but let's stop giving them an out with mental illness.
I'm saying prison.
No, you are. That's all you have to do with somebody with mental illness.
No. Listen to me.
I'm
saying prison should become mental health facilities.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think most of the people, in fact, I know most of the people inside prisons are getting mental health treatment because they're mentally ill.
It's called getting banged in the shower. That's
no. It's,
well, I mean, there are some interesting things. I think it's
now the real criminals are Blue Shield. The people that are calling you up.
How about CPS?
And CPS. Well, they can be too. You know, the ones that are actually, you know,
New World Order
that know they're doing something wrong.
Right.
You know they're not paying insurance for something that they know is wrong, but they want to save money. They want to get bonuses. Those are the people. Yeah, that's evil.
Yeah, yeah. So, Susan, if someone wants to be involved more in what you're into and stuff, where can they find more information?
Bipolar Nation Radio fan page on Facebook.
Very nice.
And the Janney Foundation is also on Facebook. It's Janni.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we target most of the other people that are going through similar things that we are and trying to build a network.
I see.
And we're looking at getting interns through universities to help with us because there's no help out there for families who have bipolar and schizophrenic children.
Really?
No help at all. There's a lot of talk.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk and a lot of walk. but right. no actual real services. So what we're doing is putting together internship programs that where college students, especially graduate students we're looking at now, who get 3 units of credit for helping out families. And meanwhile, they get to see the patients that they're going to be working with anyway.
Right.
You
right.
know? And yeah. we need really more occupational therapists, recreational therapists, and child development.
Right.
The psychologists, a lot of them just sit there for 50 minutes, take your money, and then they're not available. It's if you have an emergency, call 911.
Yeah.
And that's when, see, that's the problem, because most mental illnesses aren't on a 50-minute basis scheduled at this point.
Right,
you know, let's
right.
schedule tomorrow. I'm going to go crazy Tuesday at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't. And Vinny, where can people find you?
You can find me on VinnyWolf.com, V-I-N-N-Y-W-O-L-F. I do have a T-shirt line, a clothing line called FTW, for which you guys check it out. I'll get
What's
you
FTW
one.
For?
It does mean fuck the world, and the reason why I say that is not because I want the world destroyed. It's my way of saying, look, a world is inundating you with a lot of garbage. It's my way of saying, screw you, I'm going to do what I want because I'm here to evolve. And also, you can see me on Facebook, VinnyWolf.
Do you do any stand-up?
I'm going to get back into it. I was doing more writing.
Oh,
and now,
I see.
From doing the radio show, I'm going to go back and do more comedy. I'm actually excited about making a skit right now. We brought some comedians over. Mm-hmm. And
yes, our show has comedians as well.
So I'm actually – I was a little nervous because I think, as you know, when you haven't done it for a while, you go back on. Even though you know you can say something, it's that initial push that
right.
that – through the sludge, and I'm going to get past it. I'm going to do it. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Susan and Vinny, the show is Bipolar Nation Radio, Sundays at 11, right here on LA Talk Radio. Don't miss it. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having me.
A lot of fun, and this has been a great show, I think, although it's been marked with a lot of gay talk. But
We love gay people, by the way.
Yeah, so do I.
I feel like I have to say that so that people don't want to kill me.
Listen, I'm Vinny Wolf. I love gay guys, too, but in gay women, too, but who cares? The fact of the matter is, I'm tired of hearing about you. Enjoy your life.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Kira, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.